Om Shanti. I would like to take this opportunity to extend a warm welcome on behalf of all the double foreigners present here to our respected senior brother, Brother Nirvair. Can we all join together to welcome with two hand clap, please? For the first timers who don't know who is Brother Nirvair, I just wanted to mention a couple of things. Nirvair Bhai is one of the senior brothers of Baba's Yagya, who has been with Baba for more than 40 years leading a surrendered life. Nirvair Bhai had the opportunity to meet Brahma Baba, Mama, and also being very close to all the senior dadis. Nirvair Bhai lives in Madhuban and serves the whole world. And almost all the double foreigners particularly has special love for Nirvair Bhai because he loves the double foreigners a lot. So this morning we have invited him so that we can spend a little longer time. That's why we started the class a little early. And he's going to share his thoughts on this very special topic, celebrating the joy of Brahmin life. And as Nirvair Bhai himself is an example of that, I'm sure we will all enjoy his sharing.
While Meera Ben was giving the introduction, I was just reflecting on it. It would have been very nice that Gyan Sarovar was not constructed. Then all of you would be in Madhuban. And I would get the opportunity to meet all of you every day. Now we have to fix a special time to come, meet everyone in the class, and then Tolli and Drishti. But then the other side is Madhuban accommodation is so limited. We had to have this place. Especially when I see my big brothers here from Andhra Pradesh. They are from India. Honorable judges of High Court. That place is very, very simple as far as accommodation is concerned. So we need to have VIP accommodation. And for that, Gyan Sarovar was specially created. Because all of you are VVIPs from different countries. This morning, I was just reflecting on the topic. It's a very simple, very beautiful topic given to me. Hope you already know about it. Do you know what is the topic? Anyone? Or you forgot in the class itself when you heard? Celebrating the joys of Brahmin life. I'm sure everyone must be celebrating every moment. Anyone who doesn't enjoy celebrating that. Anyone. So you are already celebrating. What is there to share then? The thoughts which are racing in my mind. The first thing which comes to me is, first of all, just to think about this new life. A Brahmin birth means we are in the same old physical costume. And yet, on receiving Baba's knowledge, the understanding about the self, understanding about our relationship with each other, on the basis of this eternal fact that we all belong to one. We used to hear, there is one Supreme Father, there is one God. We used to hear, we are God's children. But it all seemed to be theoretical. I'm sure you will agree with me. It's only after we got the right understanding how really we are related to one, and on the basis of that, how we are related to each other on that spiritual level. That brings us together as one global family. It's a beautiful thought. When I just spread my consciousness, normally when we introduce ourselves to each other in the Laukic life, the name, the place we come from, the family we belong to, how many sisters, how many brothers, and what are they doing? And just see, now look at the relationship we have now. The joys of Brahmin life means what? First of all, accepting that we are Brahma Baba's children. That's the first thing. And when I think of that, we used to hear Brahma is the creator of the world. But who is he? Where is he? When did he create? How did he create? Mythological books give us so many stories. But now in reality, when we are all conscious of the fact how Brahma Baba becomes the father of humanity, and we are part of that family, great family, divine family, it elevates our consciousness. It takes us beyond the limitations of our Laukic families, the worldly families, the worldly religions, the worldly limitations of our countries and regions. It creates what a wonderful, unlimited consciousness. Even now, when I look at everyone, sisters and brothers from all the five continents, all are here. But we have all forgotten about our Laukic backgrounds. Hardly anyone gets the thought. That's the beauty. First of all, based on the recognition of being the children of not just God, but also Brahma Baba. Every one of us, when we write our names, I'm sure no one is scared of writing BK so and so. Is there anyone who is scared of writing that? Rather, I feel every one of us feels very proud of writing BK so and so. It's only after the proper recognition of Brahma Baba's role. Till we know that, many people who do not know this, they used to advise us, oh, don't put these initials. Don't write BK. They forget, the moment you write BK, you are okay. So this is the first thought, the joy that one belongs to. The moment I recognize myself, I have proper understanding about my role, I have proper understanding about my relationship with the Supreme and His medium, the first thought comes of being proud of belonging to the highest of high, the greatest of great, the Lord of lords. When you belong to Him, when you belong to Brahma Baba, when you belong to the divine family, what are your feelings? You feel so proud of having such a great family, such a divine family, and such a global family. It's not limited just to India. It's not limited just to England. It's not limited just to Australia, just to Africa, just to South America. We celebrated Shivratri very recently, hardly about a week ago. And that day, I think, Shiv Baba's flag flew all over the world. Just think of that. When we count, we write 5,000, 6,000 centers all over the globe. But when you reflect further, wherever a BK resides, wherever a Brahmin resides, that is what? Is that not Baba's place? So that way you can imagine how big is the family. In true sense, we all belong to the global divine family. What a joy to think about it. You know, sometimes, of course, these days the families have become very small, because people don't live together. Otherwise, previously, there was the system of joint family, you know, brothers living together. 4, 5, even 6 brothers, 8 brothers. These days, micro families, micro system. The macro system was there, and there was so much joy in that joint family system. But as we advanced in what? Scientific achievements. With those achievements, the outlook became micro instead of macro. Instead of considering the whole world as our family, first of all, it all came down to the consciousness of just small families. And from there again, it has gone down further. And what is the result? The result is, this is mine, She is my wife, he is my husband, this is my child, this is my daughter, and all others are not belonging to me. That's the consciousness, that's the wave all around the world. I and mine are the causes of creating all the differences. Do you think that has created a lot of peace and happiness in the world? And because we all have come out from that, the moment we look at each other, even if you are not soul conscious, doesn't matter. We all try to be soul conscious, we love to be soul conscious, but sometimes you may not be. But the moment you look at each other, knowing the fact that we are all BKs, we all belong to one father, one mother, there is smile in everyone's eyes. There is the feeling of belonging. And there is the desire to relate. There is the desire to share. That lacks in the world. So we should feel so proud of, first of all, knowing the fact that we are now belonging to the Supreme Parents and to the highest divine family. What are we doing? In every family, there is always the thought, so-and-so is a royal family. So-and-so, they are all dealing in merchandise, merchants, that family, business family. And some people, they say, well, it's our family tradition. We have been always in the army, defense. What is our role in this time of the cycle? What's the role of this great divine family at this time? You just think about it. You forget about your Laukik job, you forget about Laukik backgrounds. Most of the time, what is the consciousness? What are we busy with? Right from the beginning of the day, from Amrit Vela, what are your thoughts? It's not just becoming pure, not just refinement of the self, not just elevation of the consciousness. We are all world servers, right from the moment we open our eyes. It's a joy, the moment we get up, looking at Baba's picture, smilingly, I think everyone says, Baba, good morning. That's the beginning of the thought in the morning. And what is the follow-up of other thoughts? First thought is, I'm going to be with you, just enjoying myself in being in the stage of lighthouse and might house. Because as your child, as a Brahmin, that's my first job. And when I do that, what happens? In India there is a saying, when you start thinking of others, when you start serving others, you forget about your own worries. All complaints of the self get melted automatically. It's a beautiful experience. That's why Bap Dada, in all the meetings, Avyakta Bap Dada, in all the meetings, invite everyone specially for some moments to be in stillness, to be in silence, to be in that consciousness of being lighthouses and might houses, to spread that light and might. And it's beautiful experience at that time. It's like explosion of silence, I should say. When Baba invites us, okay, now be in that consciousness of spreading your light and might all over the globe. So what a joy to feel, what are we doing right from the beginning of the day. The moment we start the day, we start serving the world. We start serving the humanity through our vibrations. It's indeed a beautiful experience, a great experience, very enjoyable. And that's the time what we all wish to experience, that we should be able to detach completely from the physical, completely from the environment, completely from the past, and be in that elevated consciousness. It's a wonderful experience to feel so close. Even when, as friends, we feel close to each other, it brings so much joy. It gladdens our hearts. And just imagine when God, the Supreme, and Brahma Baba, father and mother together, when we go so close to them in our consciousness, what impact it has on us. When I reflect on my own Brahmin life, those moments are the best, the most valuable to me. When I think of the days spent with Sakar Baba, I didn't need to give any suggestions to my mind. Just sitting in front, looking towards Baba, and within no time the consciousness would fly. All that I would see physically would be just a glow of light on Baba's forehead. And smiling eyes, powerful drishti, taking me away, far, far away, beyond this world, beyond the consciousness of the known, and establishing myself in that consciousness which is so beautiful, which is so enlightening, which is so deep, satisfying. The soul becomes deeply, deeply conscious of its own stage of super sensuous joy. There is no feeling even, leave aside thinking, not even if the feel of anything of the past, of any fears of the future. It's just the presence, and it's just the present. Beautiful consciousness. That's the time the soul becomes fully enlightened and full of deep feeling of supersensuous joy. And there the realization comes, this is the reality. This is what the soul searches for. Completely away from everything else. And when we spend an hour or 45 minutes just in that stage, you just imagine what would be the impact on the sanskars. It brings the real realization to the self. What a beautiful experience it would be when I can remain consciously soul conscious like this. It affects the subconscious. It transforms the past completely. And it builds tremendous amount of self-confidence. The fears of the future are gone. These are the realizations in this Brahmin life. And when I think of such a big global family, in Laukic way, when people introduce to each other, they always speak about, you know, my brother is this, my father is this, my husband is this. And I just think, I have so many brothers and sisters. Each one is a special one, having special roles to play. Even in Laukic way, they are doing such wonderful work, but the other side is, they are Baba's right hands, transforming this world. They are like the stars in the sky. I'm proud of each one. It brings so much joy to the heart. And that has brought so much strength to the self. Over the last 2-3 months, I have been watching things. What a tremendous effect of love of the divine family has on the self. Even physically, it has brought me back to my complete health, which I was enjoying at the age of 30. It's a wonderful experience. I myself am amazed. So the joys of Brahmin life, they are unlimited actually. Supersensuous joy all the time. And true to what Baba says sometimes in the Avyakta Muralis, Baba said, even if you leave this physical costume, the people around you should still feel that you are still smiling. I had seen such scenes myself when I happened to be beside a few people while they left the body. And I couldn't understand at that time. One of the sisters, she just left the body, the soul left the body, and One of the dadis from Bombay, Pushpashanta Dadi, was beside me. And I said, Dadi, she's smiling and we should do something. We should call the doctor. And Dadi, being very experienced, I was very young at that time, being very experienced, she could feel that the pulse is gone, and the soul is already gone. She advised me, you don't know, the soul is already gone. So yogis, especially Raj yogis, even when they leave the body, they are so not just peaceful. Peaceful, even the devotees will be peaceful. But the smiling faces, because our aim of reaching that godhood of golden age. You look at any of the images of golden age deities, always smiling. It's a huge contrast between the deities and the religious founders of corporation. None of the religious founders would be smiling. They are quiet. They are peaceful, but not smiling. I'm sure you must have reflected on the images of religious founders. You look at Christ's face, you look at anyone else. So again, coming back, who are the ones who are in golden age? Where are they? Where are they, Prakash? All here. So it's a joy to watch such a wonderful divine family with smiles all the time. We don't have to ask, you know, when he takes a picture, he says, smile, please. We don't have to ask for it. If you ask someone to get something, they say, do you know? They say, oh, the deities, they do everything on their own. They are not requested. But if you ask someone and then he does it, they say he's a human being. And if you ask someone and he doesn't do it, no, I don't want to say anything further. The actors, the politicians, they would be, you know, smiling when the picture is taken, you know. Otherwise, Baba's children, who are greater than even the deities. Just think, joys of Brahmin life. When we are in the costumes of deities, God will not be with us. Do you know this? Where will He be? Even in the path of bhakti, they say, when He created the world, after that He had rest. So this is the most beautiful time for all of us. The only thing is we have to remain in this consciousness. That's why perhaps someone suggested that we should have traffic control from time to time, so that we are bringing back the consciousness of being now, living now. When we live in the present, we are conscious of the fact it's the time, most valuable time, when Baba is with us, Bap Dada are with us, and we are in the most elevated company of divine sisters and brothers. It's not a small thing. It's very difficult to find the right company in this world. I'm sure sometimes, you know, especially in India, the parents come and speak to us about their children. When they go to the college, they don't get the right company, and what happens? So looking at the whole scenario of this world, and being so fortunate, being so lucky that we are chosen by the Supreme Parents, it should actually bring the feeling of goose pimples in you. Oh, am I that great that God has chosen me from among the millions? It's not a small thing. How many millions are there in the world today? What's the population? 6 billion. 6 billion. Out of 6 billion, how many are there who recognize Baba? Who recognize the beauty of this divine life? Not many. Even today, dadis have to think so much about having big programs in big cities because they are still searching for another 300,000 Brahmins. In 66 years, they have been able to find, 66 years, not 1 year, not 6 years, 66 years, they have been able to find 600,000. That's why Dadiji, you know, Prakash Mani Dadi, she's so inspired. Every day, you must go for service, you must do something, you must have big programs in big cities. While returning from Bombay, you know, we had very good program in Bombay. Between 75,000 and 100,000 people were there, and about 18,000 VIPs. There were many more who had come, but because the chairs were limited, so after some time they left. And Dadi's inspiration, she says, now we should have such a big program even in Calcutta, in Delhi, in Amritsar, you know, in India. And then she says, what about London? What about New York? What about Australia? Why? Why is she so inspired? She's more than 82. At that age, normally, the old people don't bother about anything because grandchildren are there to do everything. Grandchildren, great-grandchildren. It's because the grandchildren are not doing much. So let us recognize that spirit, what Dadi has, and do something. There was another Dadi, I remember, who wasn't that highly educated, but she was educated in Baba's Yajna. When she started a center in Baroda, in Gujarat, they held one exhibition, very small exhibition. And to give the message to the people that exhibition is held, they had taken out, you know, a march, peace march around the town. And someone asked her, Dadi, what are you doing here? She said, I am searching for my sisters and brothers who were lost 5,000 years ago. So the same spirit is needed today in all of us. And it's very, very enjoyable when we do such great service. Especially ever since Dadiji had this thought of organizing big programs. In the beginning we couldn't understand her inspiration. So one day I requested her, okay Dadi, can you spare some time? I would like to speak to you about what you are having in your heart. And I spent 1 hour trying to explore the depths of her vision, what she was thinking about actually. And what she said was so beautiful. She said, I'm having a sort of intuition or a feeling that there are some souls very highly placed in this world, and they are really searching for God. But they are not able to see clearly where to go. They have been knocking the doors here and there. But once they get the proper, you can say, understanding, or they get the proper recognition, they will become instruments to glorify Baba. And that was something which I could understand, that in this world today, everything goes by the majority. If you have big number of people there, then the people get the news and they start thinking about it. Perhaps that could be the reason which inspired Dadiji to have big number of programs, 67 programs by every center. Every zone, every sub-zone. But the essence of the entire service comes to the point. It's not just those programs. We all need to reach our stages of being naturally, hope you get my thoughts, naturally. No more effort making. The effort making should be to make us effortless. It should be such a smooth sailing. How long do you want to be all the time confronted by the whale and wind and all that? There should be smooth sailing. And that comes when we recognize, first of all, the greatness of being a BK. It's not a small degree, BK. It brings very deep and great feeling. We should be very proud of being that. Secondly, what is our role at this time of the cycle as a BK? Baba mentions every day in the Murli, every one of us, irrespective of the time of the starting of Brahmin life, no seniority, no juniority. Baba doesn't say that in this meeting, I would meet only the ones who came 30 years ago, 40 years ago. No. Rather, Baba loves, Dadi's love, to meet the ones who are here for the first time. They feel that the ones who came before, they already have the understanding. So the first thing which brings so much joy to my heart is the realization, to whom do we belong? Just think, you know, you should be so proud of your own progeny, your own divine family, your own, you can say, your ancestors. Even today, in India, when all the rulers of the past, they don't have their crowns or kingdoms anymore, actually, officially. Unofficially they have. But they still have that feeling. They are very proud of belonging to those, you know, families. And you just think, to which family do you belong? Do you remember that? They would never get a chance to be there. First thing is, you just imagine when you meet Baba on 17th, okay, all other things through meditation, everything, face to face, together, in front of Baba Dada. Who is meeting you at that time? How many people get this chance to meet? That should make you dance all the time in your hearts. It's not a serious matter. It brings so much joy. It brings so much happiness. It will be confirmed, that's all, when you look at the smiling face. Eternal smile all the time. So these are some of the thoughts which were coming in my mind that I should share with you. That as Brahmin, Brahmin is not by caste. Brahmin is not by birth, Laukik birth. It's new consciousness where you realize that as the child of the highest parents, direct children of God, you should be so proud of that. So much happiness, such depth. And only Brahmins in India, even today, the Laukik Brahmins, they are considered to be the most wise people. The wisdom they possess comes from scriptures. And scriptures come from what God had revealed to us. And that revelation is coming to you direct at this time. And just see, we forget it sometimes. We start looking at the books of the people, the articles of other people, and this and that. Study what God has revealed to you. They are not ordinary things, Muralis. What Baba says, I give you the most valuable jewels of wisdom. How will you appreciate it? It's not like just reading the holy book and leaving it there and then again getting busy with all what you do in the whole day. Appreciation of the wisdom what has been revealed, because that is the one which enables us to elevate our consciousness and elevate our lifestyles. What we were, you look at that, and what we are. without hurting anyone else, without having anything to do with the laukic things. It's our own lifestyle which we develop. And that automatically brings the feeling, oh, what a majestic life you have. What a divine life you have. What a great life you have. And that too when following the footsteps of the parents, serving the world, then you get those feelings. Yes, these things bring so much joy and happiness. When you are happy in your heart, you can bring happiness to everyone. If you are still searching yourselves, if you are still fighters, where will you land? Not in golden age. Quite late in silver age. And that won't be nice. But without fear. Start living every moment, appreciating every moment of this confluence age. It doesn't come again and again. It's coming after 5,000 years. How I wish people had realized when Dr. Nirmala went to Australia and she was interviewed by a newspaper person, and he gave this, the heading of the interview, that was, see you in 5,000 years. This used to be something, whenever someone came to meet Baba, Sakar Baba, the teachers would tell the students, don't forget, Baba will ask you, did you meet ever before? But was that meant only for the first meeting? It's to be realized all the time. If you meet someone after a long time, you feel so much joy in your heart. That's why Baba doesn't stop smiling when he meets us, though the congregation is so big. On 17th evening, it will be 17,000 people meeting Baba. And yet he brings that joy to everyone's heart. Not just the 17,000 in the hall, all over the world. If you meet someone once, twice, you feel, okay, we have met enough. But this doesn't happen when you meet Baba again and again. You love to meet again and again. Why? Because the moment Baba's drishti comes to you, you are free from everything else. You feel so elated, so elevated. And you find your true self, which is like Father. So the joys of Brahmin life are in millionfold. You appreciate every day, every moment, in every scene. Perhaps that's the reason when Baba says, sweet children, this is not the first time you are meeting me. We had met like this before. In the same form, in the same place. You will enjoy so much provided you are living in the present. What happens sometimes? One starts thinking of the past. And I know, we all know, past wasn't that nice. Sometimes we had some problems. some problems from others, some problems from within. So don't add sour things to your sweet things. Enjoy the sweetness of the present. And enjoy the beauty of the future. Forget the past. That's what Baba wants us to do. Rather, he says, the more you live with me in the present, the past will be erased completely. So when you return with me to the soul world, and then go to your kingdom of heaven in golden age, you will not recollect anything of the past. And you will live wonderful, beautiful, and ever joyful lives. The sanskar has to be inculcated now. So when you churn this way, I'm sure all the time you will be appreciating the priceless treasures you receive. And the invaluable life you make out of it. The most elevated, highest. Nothing higher than that. So these are some of the reflections about the joys of Brahmin life. Any questions, please ask. Yes. My first experience with Brahma Baba. Do you want to know? Many of you know it, I think. Yes? All right. Thanks. As is very common, when we come in contact, it's not directly we come in contact with Baba. It's always through some centers or some place where exhibition is there or someone we meet on the way while we are flying or traveling. It was after about 15 days of initial understanding of the knowledge, when we were inspired, myself and my other friends, we wrote our letters of self-introduction to Brahma Baba. Of course, addressing to Shiv Baba, care of Brahma Baba. And actually not expecting any reply, to be very frank. Because you write to God, you don't expect. But we were very fortunate. After about 10 days, there was the news from our teacher. She said that we have received the reply to your letters from Baba. So we were very happy. And she read out the letter. It was written in red pencil, not pen. The wordings were very beautiful, you know, addressing us like the jewels of Baba's eyes. And then, you know, sweet child so and so, love and remembrances. I received your letters. Now that you have recognized your unlimited father. You should claim the inheritance of double crown deity, world sovereignty of golden age for 21 lives from the father. This is the most opportune time to claim that. A day would come when the father and the children, children would be meeting face to face with each other. And then Baba's signature were Om in Hindi. He didn't write the name, Om. So it was very inspiring to receive such a unique letter, because we never receive letters written, first of all, in red pencil, in Urdu script, Persian script, and on those letters, someone had written in Hindi also, you see, what Baba had written. It was very inspiring to receive it, and then inspiring us to write again. So another letter. And I received the reply again, and another letter. In a way, that was the time to come close to Baba personally through letters, and trying to understand the role of Brahma Baba in that. And it happened, I don't know, you must have experienced in your lives, when you start writing love letters, what happens? So first time I wrote, it was, I think, just to one page introduction. Second time, if Baba wrote 2 pages, I wrote 4 pages. Baba wrote 4 pages, I wrote 8 pages. It was like you fall in love and you don't want to miss the opportunity to write. It went on and on for 3 months. When I wanted to come and meet Baba, but then transfer in the Indian Navy from one ship to another, and then had to stay on for some more time. So another 3 months for correspondence. So by that time, the recognition had become very clear to whom I am writing and what is my relationship. But still the desire to experience Baba in this world. So after 6 months, when I came with 2 of my other friends from the Indian Navy and our sister teacher in charge, when I say teacher in charge, she was only 16 years old, I was 20, and on the way in the train she advised us, don't forget, Baba is going to ask, did you ever meet before? Well, but because of our letter writing, we had known each other. But I still wanted to experience the presence of God here in front of me. So after reaching Madhuban, the old building you might have seen, we stayed in the same building because there were not many people staying at that time. There were totally 9 people looking after Madhuban, only 9. And 4 of us came from Bombay, and another family had come from Punjab, the other side. So total 15 or 16 people here. The sisters who used to write the Murli at that time wrote in the footnote, Madhuban is overflowing with Brahmins. So, on reaching Madhuban and coming from Bombay in the train, getting ready, and then going to Baba's room, Baba and Mamma both were sitting on that gaddi. You see in Baba's room even now. We sat in front of Baba and Mamma. No words, just drishti. And while receiving Baba's drishti, the physical form became little hazy, angelic. And I could see glow on Baba's forehead. Because my desire was to experience Shiv Baba's presence here. And during those moments, it was such a soothing experience, very peaceful, very loving, and yet very powerful. And as they say, seeing is believing. So while having that experience, I accepted, yes, Baba, I can see you here. I can experience, and I accept. And during those moments, it was sort of thought of self-surrender, that from now on, this life will be for your work. I didn't speak about it to anyone else. I didn't have to ask anyone. And it was something like Baba accepted me. This happened for nearly 12 minutes. No words. And then, like a little child going in mother's lap or father's lap, whatever you call that, and receiving toli in mouth while sitting in Baba's lap, then going to Mama and after that, it was like my recognition and Baba's acceptance. We stayed for, the original plan was to stay in Madhuban for 1 week. And during that 1 week, Baba gave so much time, personal time, not just at the time of Murli, after the Murli, breakfast time together, later on around 10:30, 11 o'clock, inviting us to play with Baba, indoor games, sometimes lunch together, in the evening, playing badminton together. And I was all the time watching Baba. Like a student, the notebook was always with me. And whatever Baba spoke, we used to note down immediately. Baba didn't speak any worldly things. always inspiring words and something very personal, special, in depth. It gave me the feeling that Baba had accepted me and wanted to groom me to become his instrument. After 1 week, when the time came that we should leave, I didn't feel like leaving. Two of my other friends left, and on my request, Baba's reply, "Sweet child, this is your home. Stay as long as you wish." So I stayed for another 3 days and then went to my Laukik family for 4 or 5 days, returned to Bombay for some examination. And the same year Baba had come to Bombay on invitation from someone who had built a new flat in a very posh locality of Bombay, Hanging Gardens. I spent 40 days of my remaining leave period with Baba at that time. And that was like Baba was grooming me for this new role to serve in yajna. Another experience which I recollect now is, I accepted Bap Dada as my real parents. And after returning to my service place in the Indian Navy, I gave an application for change of my home address. Just imagine, it all happened so naturally, nobody told me to do it. Just from within. From 1959, my home address was Panda Bhavan Mount Hub, care of Brahma Baba, Panda Bhavan Mount Hub. I spent another 4 or 5 years in service. But even being there, it was something like I was only there for Baba's service, though looking after my professional side. And that was the time when Baba gave me further experience, training, everything. And from 1963, some of you may not have been born by that time, 63 onwards, fully dedicated in Baba's service. And 10 years, you can imagine, from 1959 to 1969. Those 10 years, I consider, were the most glorious years of my being in this world cycle. Spending a lot of time with Baba, physically or even through correspondence. So that way I always feel how great is my fortune, how gifted has been my life, and it has been a joy all the time. And then one day, Avyakt Bap Dada drew my attention, not just Bap Dada, not just Mama, the divine family belongs to you. You should be proud of that also. I have been all my life, not that I wasn't, but sometimes, you know, while making efforts, effort making, one stops thinking about who are around you. But those 10 years spent with Bap Dada were I must say, my upbringing, making me understand Baba's role, understand Mamma's role, understand each Brahmin's role in this great task of transforming the world. One beautiful experience I would like to share, which keeps me inspiring all the time in service. On Baba's instructions, we used to have exhibitions at different places. And after we had one exhibition at Abu Road, coming to meet Baba, and this was one of our very big greeds, I must say, that, after we finish this service, we go to Madhuban and meet Baba and receive toli in mouth. After that was over, then Baba asked me, so what are your plans, next plans? I said, Baba, just finish that exhibition. I need to have some rest. Please note Baba's words. Baba said, rest? Have you completed the task of establishing golden age? That has become my focus. Till the golden age is established, I must remain active in godly service. I think this should suffice. Om Shanti.